Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Second to None podcast. I am Blaine Gilmer with my co-host, Tavares King, here on the Believe Podcast Network. Second to None is the show on the Believe Podcast Network that brings you everything and all things SEC football related. And TK, it's been a fun week of just breaking down some of these matchups. We've done our previews and our picks already. And today, TK, we're going to try to help the people out, telling them which on bet online bets they need to hit this week if they're going to be putting down some action on it. And, I just decided to do that and give a little bit of matchup previews.
Yeah, I got some matchups I'm intrigued in for sure, as well as some bets that I think that are some no-brainers. And some things to take some peeks at. So yeah, I'm excited to chop it up, man.
And TK, we're going to talk a little bit about, it's Georgia Auburn week, the deep South oldest rivalry. I'm going to give you all some of the stats of what my man TK did here in this rivalry. He had a little bit of success against Auburn. He said we were talking before, the only time he got the worst end of that deal was when a guy named Cam Newton, I think, was playing for the other team. So, you never know what's going to happen when you got a talent like Cam. Before we get to the other stuff, just tell people, what was that like being on the other side and seeing the guy who's having maybe one of the single greatest seasons ever do it?
Yeah, I mean, he won the Heisman that year. First of all, dude was just enormous. Enormous, huge cat, played the game the right way, but was just he beat us by himself, bro. Was just a tough to bring down. I think he ripped off a few like 30, 40 yard runs. It was awesome to see. Looking back, just
not at the time.
Not at the damn time. I was like, God, please, somebody tackle that joker. But it was awesome to see, man. He was a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal player, as well as the guys around him, man. That team, you could tell anytime you got a cat like that, a Heisman guy, you can tell the caliber of player he is, because the team, he just elevates everybody else around him. And even from a defensive perspective, those guys played with a different kind of chip on their shoulders. So it was a tough Auburn team. I mean, this rivalry is something that I think is special. I think it's huge. I think it's one of our biggest at Georgia. I feel like we got a lot, but I think this is one that means a little bit to us too.
No doubt. And when you had a guy like a Cam Newton on the team, on that Auburn team, they could always bet every week having a good chance to win that one. And they ended up winning the whole thing with him as the Heisman Trophy winner. And speaking of betting, guys, you'll see right now I've got my Atlanta Braves gear on because Friday, and it's a Friday, and it's also the starting round of the baseball playoffs. The Braves playing the Milwaukee Brewers and the NLDS. So, and not only that, with football action, guys, we have to think Bet Online. And guys, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season. With new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Also, guys, basketball, baseball, boxing, all of it is up and available to bet on the site, Vegas Casino Games. So head on over to the website, use your mobile device today to sign up, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo Believe, that's BLEAV, to receive your bonus. Bet Online, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. And TK, a lot of people are actually betting on the old Bravos. I know you said you're not keeping up with a lot of the Braves these days, but they're betting on the old Braves to maybe make it all the way to the World Series. And I told you the reason I'm wearing my Braves gear here is try to unite SEC country a little bit, TK, because SEC country is Braves country,
Yeah,
the baseball teams.
Yeah, they're one in the same. They are one in the same. We can agree on one thing. We all love the Braves. So excited that that's getting underway. Excited for playoff baseball for sure.
No doubt. And we wanted to give you some of our best bets here. Speaking of Bet Online, guys, this week, where not only are we talking about bets inside of the SEC, but just best college football bets overall. And one, TK, that I saw that I had to jump on pretty quick here was Wake Forest -5.5 at Syracuse. Well, you say, well, they're on the road. Yes, but let's give a little context here, TK. Syracuse lost to Florida State last week. Just give people an idea of how bad of a football team you have to be right now to lose to Florida State.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be playing pretty poor football. I mean, Florida State's playing pretty bad right now. They're not getting it done offensively, defensively. So, to lose to them, you got to be playing pretty poorly yourself. So,
Wake is favored by 5.5 on the road. So it lets you know that Vegas knows that this is going to be tough sledding for them too. So I'm going to take that bet in terms of Wake Forest to cover that 5.5 on the road. TK, this next one does bring us into the SEC territory. You and I didn't even really spend time covering it this week too closely. Alabama at Texas A&M, because everybody knows that this is going to be just with the lack of firepower that Texas A&M has on offense right now. Everybody knows this is going to be just a real, real struggle for A&M. So much so, TK, that I told you before, there's some recruits rescheduling visits and things like that, not wanting to go see that beat down in College Station. But TK, the over on this one is only 51. Give me some thoughts on that. Alabama, A&M, the over's only 51.
Yeah, I think that's a little low. Both offenses, when rolling, are high flying offenses. So for them to have it at 51 is kind of crazy. I think Bryce Young and that offense is very explosive. I think they are a 50 point scoring offense. So yeah, I myself would probably have to take the over in this game, as well as TAMU, bro. When they're rolling and they're looking good, they can put points on the board. So.
And they had a little bit better outing last week. They got up to 22 points against Mississippi State, who let's let everybody know, TK, we've said it. Mississippi State is getting better and better on defense throughout this year under Zach Arnett. So putting up 22 points to get him wasn't a bad performance, but Zach Calzada has to get some more confidence about him, some more accuracy, but mainly that offensive line for A&M has to find some continuity if they're going to put some more points up. But I, like you said, TK, I like Alabama. I know Texas A&M has a pretty good defense, but they allowed 202 rushing yards to Arkansas. Alabama's going to lean on them boys up front too.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to lean on them. They're going to push on them. Yeah, it could get ugly, bro. Like I said, they're a 50-point scoring offense. They damn near could score 50 every weekend. So – I don't foresee this one being any different.
So take the over on Alabama at Texas A&M. That's a night game there. I believe it's an 8 o'clock kickoff there in College Station. Then TK, you and I both in our previews this week. And guys, if you want to see those previews, they're in the archives here. Just click videos over on the 365 Sports YouTube channel. Go ahead and hit that subscribe and like, notifications, all that kind of stuff for us. Go ahead and hit that button if you would. And then on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you find it, you can do that for us as well. But TK and I already did our full breakdown of the Kentucky at LSU game. A little couple things that have happened since our preview. Derek Stingley out for LSU. Major Burns out. So that's two members of the LSU secondary, TK, that a defense that's already struggling. Both those guys are going to be out of the game. It's a revolving door for them over at their left tackle position on offense. They've started four different left tackles this year. So it's kind of a crazy deal for LSU. Vegas has Kentucky as a -3 favorite, 3-point favorite at home. TK, I like Kentucky to cover that one easy.
Yeah, I like them to cover it too, man. Again, we've been talking about it a lot, bro. We've been talking about LSU's tackling, LSU's defensive struggles, LSU's struggle to be able to run the ball. And I think that's all going to come into play this weekend versus a really, really good Mark Stoops defense. So, give me Kentucky by more than 3.
Yeah, the LSU's thin up front in terms of You know, they've lost Andre Anthony. They've lost a couple of other defensive ends, you know, along the way. And they're playing, you know, freshman, a talented freshman in Mason Smith. But some of these guys that they really only have like three true defensive ends they're rolling right now. I think Kentucky wears them out, gets them going side to side, getting Wandell going in the perimeter screen game, and then hammers them with big Chris Rodriguez there in the middle. So I like Kentucky to win this one pretty good. And then the last one, TK, a fun matchup over in the AAC. You got East Carolina traveling to Central Florida, UCF. And, man, Vegas likes the points to just be flowing like, you know, milk and honey, man. I mean, this is coming down here. They think it's going to be a
67 piece.
67 on the over-under. That's just too many points for me, TK. I'm going to say you're safe going on the under there unless they know something real terrible about that East Carolina defense. But I just think time will run out on them before they get up to 67 points.
Listen here, my man. G.J. Kenny is a coach down there with Gus Malzahn. They're going to get them 67 points. Somebody going to take this over, man. Somebody, oh,
you going to take the over on it?
Yeah.
That's going to be your best bet.
Because ECU be scoring points too, bro. And I know UCF going to put some points on the board.
Well, we're going to disagree on this one. If you want to go with TK, let's take the over. If you're going to go with me, you take the under on this.
You know me, bro. I got to do something a little throwed every week,
and we'll touch these down on Monday. We'll recap with it. Leave your thoughts on these in the comments, and we'd love to just kind of keep up with everybody on this. So again, our best bets of the week: Wake Forest -5.5 at Syracuse. Take them to win by more than 5.5. Alabama and Texas A&M. The over under is 51. We're taking the over. We think Alabama will get that thing up there. Texas A&M add some points in garbage time. Kentucky -3 at LSU. We like that one. Kentucky, both of us have Kentucky to win by 10. And then East Carolina at UCF. Tavares is going to take the over on the 67. I'm going to take the under on the 67 in that game. So those are our best bets. And now, TK, before we get to our matchups of the week, our matchups like inside the game, not teams versus going against each other, but individual matchups inside of the games, the Jimmys versus the Joes, if you will, there, TK, we're going to tell everybody about something we're going to be doing each week with a giveaway contest here from where you'll be allowed to enter in to be eligible for a giveaway from Rowdy Wellness. So, TK, let everybody know what Rowdy Wellness is.
Rowdy Wellness is my company, my CBD company. It's Georgia's number one trusted provider in CBD and hemp products. Our mission is to provide Georgia with alternative medicine that heals and thrills. It's grown here, not flown here. We're excited to bring it to you. Make sure you're watching all of our episodes so that you could be a part of our bag, our swag bags, and so that you could receive a swag bag, which will include CBD bath bomb, a sports stick, gummies, and a hat. So, yeah, check that out for sure, and check out us at Rowdy Wellness.
No doubt. So if you want to be eligible for the Rowdy Wellness giveaway package, then make sure, here's how you're able to do it. Follow @second2_none on Twitter, or you can screenshot a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and send it to either TK or I on Twitter using @bgilmer18. That's BGILMER18 or @TKUnoDos. That's TKUnoDos, or to the show account. You simply do that. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot it, send it to us, or follow us on Twitter. If you think we warrant it, that 5-star review, we'd greatly appreciate it. Make sure to subscribe, turn on notifications here on the YouTube channel as well. But you do that, and we will get in touch with you about sending you a Rowdy Wellness package. If you're the winner that we draw out, we're going to do at random over the each week, people that follow on Twitter and send those 5-star reviews in. So make sure to check out Rowdy Wellness. And now with that, TK, let's get into those individual matchups here on Second to None. We're going to talk a little bit about matchups here in the SEC. And you know, one thing that I wanted to kind of touch on is you've got this Tennessee offensive line that is gelling right now. They put up 458 yards against a Missouri defense that admittedly is just, people are going through them like, you know, just like a hot knife through butter, man. I mean, but Tennessee really took advantage of that. But South Carolina has some good players up front in their front seven. I mean, they really stifled Kentucky a little bit. You know, they've been playing some pretty good ball. So I'm excited to see how, with Hendon Hooker now at quarterback and a little bit more efficiency in the pass game, how does this South Carolina defensive front go on the road to Knoxville and play against that offensive line? That'll be an intriguing matchup to me.
Yeah, that will be intriguing. As you said, they've got guys that at South Carolina that can fire off the ball and will probably play on the next level for a long time. They've got some specimens over there. So I'm intrigued in that matchup too.
Yeah, South Carolina, you know, guys like Kinsley and Nogbre, you got Jordan Birch that was a five-star recruit that is really trying to come on and assert some leadership over there. Jabari Ellis, who is 6'3", 278 pounds. Zach Pickens, 6'4", 305 there in the middle. So those guys are good, a good run-stopping front, and we're going to see how that plays out against a Tennessee team that wants to use tempo and run the football. And TK, I also know beforehand you and I were talking about a little matchup up there in Lexington. I know we like Kentucky to win this game, but if LSU were to win this game, TK, Keyshawn Boutte would probably have a big, big reason to do with it. And you're intrigued to see how that matchup goes with Kentucky's defense.
Yeah, I'm intrigued because of they've got some guys up there: Cedric Dort, Carrington Valentine, Quandre Mosley, out wide playing corner. I'm intrigued to see how they match up with those cats, like a Keyshawn Boutte at LSU. Obviously, we know that they can't run the ball, so they're going to have to try to do some things, some special things in the air. And obviously, Keyshawn Boutte is a baller, game changer. So they're going to try to give him the ball, and they probably will get him the ball. But I'm intrigued to see which one of those cats rolls out there on him. We know that Coach Stoops and that defense likes to bring the funk. So they're going to be put in situations where they're on an island with that cat. So I'm a receiver. I love one-on-one matchups. And that's one that will be there on Saturday for people to take a
peek. No doubt. And in order to get the ball down the field to Keyshawn Boutte, Max Johnson's going to have a little bit of time. And that means guys like Austin Deculus, who's really one of the only players remaining from LSU's 2019 national championship. He's their starting right tackle, which is Max Johnson's blind side over there, being a left-handed quarterback. He's going to go up against a J.J. Weaver. Maybe even they slide out a Josh Pascal out there and go over him against there. So there is some interesting matchups along that offensive front for LSU versus the defensive front for Kentucky. So looking forward to that. And then, TK, the last one I wanted to kind of mention to you is Owen Papo and Zakobi McClain, two really good linebackers for Auburn. TK, I know you and I both like Georgia to run away with this contest at Auburn, but if we just put the, you know, devil's advocate, you know, spin on it right here, if Auburn were to have success in this game, it would be largely because they are able to stop Georgia's running game, and Owen Papo and Zakobi McClain would have a lot to do with that. It'll be interesting to see if Georgia can impose their will on Auburn's front, even though it's not a wide open, you know, that 3-3-5 front like Arkansas was playing. They're more of a traditional, you know, four-man front, that kind of things. And to me, it'll be interesting to see if Cedric Von Prahn, Warren Erickson, Justin Schaefer, those guys in the middle of that defense can work combo blocks and get up to those linebackers and give, you know, Georgia's talented running back core some room to run.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expect us to run the ball on them. I think the strength of their defense is probably their secondary, with a Smoke Mundane back there, with a Roger McCreary. I think that's their strength. So I think, to me, running the ball is instrumental every week. RTDB, run the damn ball. I think that's instrumental every week. But again, more so this week, because I think that they have guys out there that are really special, like a Roger McCreary, somebody that just makes play after play after play. He's a smart corner. And when you're facing a smart corner, they'll bait you into doing some things that you shouldn't do. So I think keeping the ball on the ground is a must for us this week. And if we're successful doing that, that will then open up opportunities for us out wide, because like I said previous, that'll put us in situations where we can attack one-on-one matchups. And that's another one that I'm excited to watch, Jermaine Burton and Roger McCreary. I think that he might follow Jermaine wherever he goes, with Jermaine being probably our most productive deep threat. I think that he'll probably follow him, but that's another, that's another one to take a peek at.
And lastly, you know, TK, I'm going to talk about the matchup with that Georgia-Auburn game. I think one that will be intriguing is some of Georgia's young players, right? The younger players that maybe are freshmen or sophomores that haven't experienced that hostile road environment yet, you know, because Vanderbilt was obviously a pro-Georgia crowd, and there was nothing hostile about that. And a lot of these guys with the COVID year last year, they've never played in a hopping, you know, road stadium in the SEC. So, you know, Auburn, if it is one thing, it's loud, and it's a loud place to play. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if there at some point, I used to have a coach tell me at some point there's going to be some adversity in a game, right?
Always.
You're never going to have a perfect game, although Georgia's game against Arkansas last week was pretty dang close. But you're never going to have a perfect game. So how will those young guys respond, you know, that'll be exciting to see in that matchup as well. The Auburn fan base versus the Georgia youth, you know, kind of deal. So exciting to see that. But guys, make sure that you are each week, I just want to kind of share some stuff on the show here. Make sure each week that you're catching us on Monday for we do rapid reaction, and we go ahead and preview a couple of the high profile games in the SEC on Monday. On Wednesday, we touch on some recruiting, and we're also, you know, highlighting different things we see around the league, some headlines, things like that, and also another couple of game previews. So we try to get our game previews and predictions out of the way early. And also then on Fridays, we're giving you our best bets. We're giving our matchups, and also a little story time with TK here. If he ever has, you know, certain things from matchups like he did with talking about watching Cam Newton play and stuff like that. So we enjoy doing that on Fridays. Keep it a little bit shorter. We do have some guests and things lined up here in the coming weeks that we're excited to be doing. We may even be dropping a little bonus off of this show. So stay tuned. That's why you want to subscribe. And we may be dropping a little bonus show here this weekend before kickoff of Georgia Auburn and LSU Kentucky, a little analysis on that with a guest we have coming up. So that brings us to the end of this Friday edition of the Second and None podcast. We wanted to remind everybody, make sure that you're following at Sideline Sports Network down there at the bottom of the screen. If you're watching on 365 Sports YouTube channel, you see Sideline Sports Network and at SSN underscore College FB, at SSN underscore SEC. Those accounts, they put great college football content out. So if you love that, make sure to check that out. Also, wanted to remind everybody that our official picks this week in terms of the key matchups, we got Georgia to win and cover versus Auburn, Kentucky to win and cover versus LSU, Ole Miss to win and cover at home versus Arkansas, and then Tennessee to win and cover against South Carolina. So a big weekend of SEC action, and make sure, like I said, subscribe, turn on notifications, all that good stuff. You want to make sure you're following the Second to None podcast for our rapid reaction on Monday, some previews, and then all throughout the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we've got you covered. So for Tavarius King, I am Blaine Gilmer, and guys, we will catch you next time, which will be Monday, after a great weekend of college football action here in the best region in the country to watch it, TK, the SEC.
Yes, sir.
So for the Second to None podcast, we're signing off, and we will catch you on Monday.